Dr. Jim Wilson, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
We learned recently that there's a pregnancy Zika case in Washoe County. One has been confirmed. Are you surprised by that finding?
Not at all. I understand that the mother had traveled to areas where Zika is transmitting actively. You know, my recommendation to anybody who is thinking about traveling south of the border right now is to think twice about doing it, particularly if you're one half of a fertile couple. So this is both men and women who are capable of potentially having children, because the risk is there.
Why do you think, of all the places in the United States, why did this happen specifically in northern Nevada?
Well, any community in America that has a significant population of first or second generation Hispanic families, so families that retain, you know, connections to their countries of origin, right? So it doesn't matter if you're talking about Mexico or Costa Rica or Puerto Rico or, you know, Brazil, is that, you know, America's a melting pot, right? And we still have first and second generation folks who have come to this country, but also have ties back to the countries that they came from, okay? And look, you can't sever those ties, right? These are close friends and family. These are loved ones that are left behind in these countries. So that's a tremendous pull for them to travel down there and visit family, friends, and relatives, because especially if you're dealing with a young couple who might be pregnant, right? Because they want to go and celebrate the fact that they are pregnant, that they have an expanding family. I mean, this is natural human behavior.
But isn't there a lot of outreach right now to try to limit travel to areas that have been affected?
When it comes to local public health, we know that there are challenges. So if any of these families who are seeking to travel outside the U.S., and some of these folks are, you know, just here on a green card, or they're here as migrant workers or what have you, that these communities are often isolated. They are a real challenge for public health to get to. It's very expensive to get to these folks and have an effective communication campaign. A lot of times these folks are not, they're kind of outside the mainstream of communication in a community because they speak Spanish as a primary language. And so, you know, these are real, honest-to-God challenges for public health. In some cities, they have to deal with other communities like Vietnamese-speaking communities or Cambodian-speaking communities, where they don't have enough staff to cover all the languages they need to cover and all the outreach. And it's not enough to just publish something in that language. You have to have, you know, human-to-human contact with these communities and a trust proxy, and they just don't have the bandwidth to do that. And so it's not really to say all that as necessarily an excuse. It's just reality, is we don't have enough resources to reach these communities that, in this case, are the most vulnerable.
We've talked a lot about outreach. Are there other concerns you have for the residents of Washoe County? I think it can be scary to hear that there was a Zika pregnancy here.
When we're looking at this, let's come bring it back home here to Washoe County. It is tragic, okay, that this family has to deal with this issue. And as a daddy of three little girls, I don't know how I would deal with it personally. I mean, it's terrible, okay? But if you're worried about that then becoming an outbreak or an epidemic where it's getting picked up by mosquitoes here locally and transmitting it, you know, you might as well worry about an asteroid hitting the county, because the probability is extremely remote.
Dr. Jim Wilson, thanks for joining me today.
Sure.
Dr. Jim Wilson heads the Nevada Center for Infectious Disease Forecasting, which is housed at the University of Nevada, Reno. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Billman.